You are listening to FedBiz 5. I'm Miles Minich, and I do marketing for small businesses.
My name is Anthony DeTore, and I am a federal contracting consultant.
And in today's discussion, we will be talking about NAICS codes. Hello, and welcome back to FedBiz 5, where you get informed, get connected, and get results. We're going to jump straight into the subject today. Last week, we touched on the subject regarding SAM registration, and we touched on NAICS and PSC codes in the midst of that. And so today, Anthony, can you touch deeper on NAICS and PSC codes for us?
Sure, happy to. NAICS is the North American Industry Classification System code. It is a six-digit code. It is where you describe what your company does when you're doing your registration. Now, I'm going to talk about NAICS codes today. Next time, we'll talk about PSC codes. And PSC codes are product and/or service codes. They are equally important, and they deserve their own space. NAICS codes. NAICS code, as I mentioned before, is a six-digit code that identifies your industry. The first two numbers of the NAICS code are significant because they will identify your sector. For instance, if you are 23, if it starts with a 23, it's construction. If it starts with a 30 or 33, it's manufacturing. 40s are wholesale, retail, mostly 48, 49 is transportation, but that's the way it works down. Services are typically start with a 51, 52, that sort of thing. So you can identify what your NAICS codes are by going to census, CENSUS.gov/NAICS, NAICS. And you can do a keyword search there. Make sure when you do that, though, make sure you use the most current level. They change every 6 years or something like that, 5 years. And they will make changes along the way, too. But you can go in there. So find the year closest to the year you're looking and put in the search, the keyword. And that'll be a good step. And then you'll have to read and make sure that, and click on them, because it'll give you a pretty good description. When you get to the description page, it'll also tell you what things are covered under there. Like there will be a chart of what things are covered. One thing to remember while you're trying to identify your NAICS is this. Many people make the mistake of putting in a NAICS code because that's who they sell to. It's not... You're not listing your clients here or what your client's NAICS would be or your buyer's NAICS would be. It would be, what is your NAICS code? What do you do? If you give the impression, particularly in the early going, if you have NAICS codes that are all over the place, just all over the place, it will give the impression that you're not focused. So think about when you're identifying your NAICS codes, think about my business actually want to sell to the government, whether it's goods or services, and stay focused on that. Less is more in this instance. That focus is very, very important.
Amazing information. And with that being said, that is today's episode. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. In our next episode, we will be further discussing PSC codes. This podcast is sponsored by FedBiz Access, government contracting made simple. For more information, visit FedBizAccess.com. That's FedBizAccess.com. Our phone number is 877-376-4249. The extension code is 407. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.